Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson strikes out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. O'Neill settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Neill. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to first to double up Galloway. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Naylor covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Naylor moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Naylor scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scheer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins bunts and there's an error on the play. Miller moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheer hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway scores. Perkins scores. McGowan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jim Bagby now pitching. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Gardner reaches third base with a triple. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. McInnes moves to second. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Galloway moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. One out. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shear moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Naylor strikes out. There goes Shear. The throw from Sewell and Shear is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McGowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. McGowan reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive off the glove of Gardner, and into shallow left field. Miller reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 8-1, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Miller tags and moves to third. Galloway tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor throws to second for one, and Shear throws to first, and Hauser drops the ball. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Sewell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Bagby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Duster Mayles now pitching. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mayles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayles covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway moves to third. Two outs. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scheer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Duster Mails. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scheer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.